Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about WhatsApp and that JioMart tie-up that they had. Basically, JioMart is, how do we put it, an online retail version of Reliance Jio's, online retail arm of Reliance Jio, which is a big Indian conglomerate. So, belongs to the Reliance Group. Jio is the telecom wing of this one. And JioMart is now basically going to let you order stuff online. Right now, everybody's getting into this grocery delivery. And Jio also did via JioMart. And JioMart has enabled WhatsApp ordering as well. So we'll get into the whys and the hows of this in a bit. But first, allow me to introduce our guest, which is Harpreet Singh, who's our community manager, audience head, and someone who's been on the podcast a long, long time ago. Welcome back, Harpreet.
Hey.
How's the lockdown treating you?
Yeah, still alive and safe and locked up. I mean, I've been locked up since 2012, so
it hasn't started much. But yeah. So, for those who don't know, Harpreet works from home in Chandigarh, whereas the rest of us used to go to office. And, you know, he's the one who's been able to make the smoothest transition into working from home. Whereas I think I'm still regretting the decision of not getting an AC installed in my house. I mean, you know, my AC bill is like 400 rupees this month. But my Dermicool bill is much more than that.
Yeah, especially because it's getting too hot now.
It is insanely, and I live in Mumbai, so it is very muggy. Like, I'm just sweating all day and it's really, really annoying. So yeah, anyway, so I'm your host, Pranay Parab. I probably should have said that before, but anyway, here we are at the introduction. So today we'll be basically talking about this with Harpreet, because Harpreet is our, for those who don't know, Harpreet used to run a site called dealsforgeeks.com. They were really popular on Twitter at Deals for Geeks before he joined Gadgets 360. So basically, he would tweet out interesting and nerdy deals and would be in touch with how things are going on at various e-commerce sites. Websites that you have never even heard of, Harpreet has ordered things from there and has like first-hand experience in all of this. So, I mean, when we have a development like this, you know, with JioMart coming into the grocery delivery space, I think, you know, he's the best person on our team who can talk about this. Followed by our editor-in-chief, Gopal Sate, who's here in spirit with us, if not in person. So, yeah. Anyway, so the first thing that I want to talk about here is maybe just explain the basics of this. Okay, so first, JioMart has open delivery via WhatsApp, which you already know by now. It also is open only in three localities right now. These three localities are near Bombay, so Navi Mumbai, Thane and Kalyan. So these three places are where you can place orders. And how JioMart works. So JioMart is basically, it's basically operated by your local Kirana shop only, in the sense that once JioMart steps into the picture, then they supply goods to the Kirana store, and when you order it on WhatsApp, you're basically given a link to order, and then you click that link, you place your order and make the payment or like opt for cash on delivery, I think, and then you can then look at where the nearest Kirana shop is that will be delivering this. So these items will be supplied to the shop, or the shop will already have those items in stock, and then they will get it ready for pickup, and then you go there and pick it up. So that is pretty much how I understand things are as of now. This may change in the future, obviously. And now that you know, they have this tie-up with WhatsApp, the reason this is happening is because Facebook has invested, I think, has purchased a 9.99% stake in Jio. Yeah, so that means that, you know, ties between these two companies are going to be closer, and the controlling entity, I think, is still Jio, right? So I don't understand business that well, so please don't quote me on any of this business related thing that I just said. But what I can definitely say is that it is very interesting to see this competition suddenly emerging, when we were just thinking that, okay, Flipkart and Amazon is pretty much sealed. One of these two will eventually emerge as the winner, but these two are going to be here for some time now. Right, Harpreet?
Yeah, right. So, just purely thinking from a grocery delivery point of view, a lot of companies have been trying to, you know, nail this aspect of it, of e-commerce. And pre-lockdown, this was still a very unorganized and very, competitive space. Flipkart, as we know, has tried, getting this stuff together in grocery delivery, but they haven't been able to do that. they did manage to buy a supermart chain in Bangalore, I think.
Mm.
And Amazon has been, back and forth with its Amazon Pantry and Fresh. But yeah, there was no clear winner or no clear leader in this segment, because it's so, grocery shopping as it is so, broken, so weird in India right now. Because just purely going by the dynamics of it, there are a lot of different ways people get their groceries. I mean, in a city like Delhi or Bombay, people would, typical middle class people who don't have time to buy groceries would prefer online. But there is still a large chunk of people who, literally want to walk into a store, check in each and every different item, probably grab a deal or something, and then, buy stuff that's like for their daily basis. They don't usually get into the habit of stocking up with the savings line. But yeah, now, just after the lockdown and during this lockdown, the whole mindset would completely change, and I think a lot of people would want their groceries delivered or would want to order them online even after the lockdown ends, because it's just more convenient, plus it makes you have a ton of choice. So I think the whole market would completely shift once we're over with this lockdown when it comes to grocery shopping.
Yeah, true that. Even I feel that, basically, see, right now we are in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic, and while the lockdown has been extended, it's not going to last forever. At some point, they are going to have to lift it. I think they are talking about easing restrictions in some places. So my best guess is that this lockdown is going to continue in some form or another for the next year or so, at least. It may not be like a permanent lockdown like it is right now, but it will probably be like, okay, restrictions have been lifted for the next 1 week, and after that it probably will be back again. So I think a lot of habits, as you spoke about, they are going to change very soon. So people would just, usually, like I know my parents, for example, they would go to the market almost every day and pick up certain things, like stuff like dhania and all. They would be like, nay, I want this fresh only. So they would go to the market every single day and pick it up. But now even they are doing things like, going to the market only like once a week and picking things up. And right now where they stay, online delivery is not an option. So it's a completely different situation altogether. It's like, especially in smaller cities, I feel that when you think about how people used to like crowd at like markets and all and buy stuff from local kirana shops, that still happens in big cities, but in smaller cities is more prevalent based on my experience. Now, over there, I think especially they have a very good chance, because the likes of Amazon and Flipkart, while they deliver to all places, it is still not the same as getting stuff delivered locally from your kirana store, right? I mean, Amazon Prime Now or Amazon Fresh, as it is called now, that and then between Amazon Pantry. I think big cities had it pretty easy. You just place the order and like within 2 hours or within 2 days, you'd get your order depending on which one you select. And with this something like a JioMart coming in, your order will come at your neighborhood shop who you already have an equation with. And that person will say, just order via WhatsApp, because, now they have an incentive in the sense that what I read online, I think there was a report in the Financial Times, it did say that Reliance is investing quite a bit in developing these relationships with all these kirana stores. And if those guys are doing the publicity for this kind of platform, for JioMart, if they see an incentive in doing that, then I see a lot more people using it, because first of all, everyone has WhatsApp. I mean,
exactly.
Except yeah. Me, but literally everyone has WhatsApp. And, if your local store guy who you already know and speak with on a daily basis is telling you, "Arey, yahan se order kar lo, you can order from here," rather than, come into the shop and I'll keep your order ready and you can just pick it up later. So that's also much better in some ways, because I always feel that, while these kirana stores are really good at stocking items and delivering in a normal situation, in a situation like this, it becomes extra important to have some kind of accountability. Because right now, how I order my stuff is I call my local grocery store guy and I tell him ki, "Arey bhaiya, ye saman chahiye, main aapko WhatsApp pe bhej raha hu, through like, another WhatsApp number," and I would send that, and after that person would say ki, "Arey, ye nahi hai, wo nahi hai, ye bhi nahi hai, wo bhi nahi hai," and I'd be like, "Arey, whatever you have, just give it to me. I do not care kaun se brand ka hai." So like, I've got stuff from some really random brands who I've never heard of. So it's become that
yeah
way.
So That's the thing with grocery shopping. I mean, a lot of local kirana stores have already been doing this in a very unorganized way. They would either give you their number, so just call us for this, or they'll have these pamphlets where you can just take pieces of things that you want. And then there are some grocery stores that just tell you, okay, just make a list and just send it, WhatsApp it to us. But the problem comes is, the real problem is inventory management for them, and plus getting the kind of brands that you want for the customer, from the customer's point of view. So where JioMart, a product like JioMart comes in, is they are the ones that can actually solve this problem. So if they have a very nice updated inventory management system for the local kirana walas, which is like zero pain for them, and the entire headache is for Jio, and the store wala is just going to easily manage that, and then people can get what they want, I don't think there will be any issue. I mean, people would want a system like that. Plus the whole thing about, you know, Jio offering it as a part of a package, you know, asking people, giving away discounts and stuff, and they're pretty sure they'll package it in a way that will be very enticing for the customer, and he'll be like, nahi mujhe Jio se order karna hai, and stuff like that. So I think this will be like sort of, I mean, it sounds like a win-win situation from both ends, but I don't know how Jio would execute it. It's a very huge thing. I mean, the number of kirana stores and actually getting down to things and making it happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like a very localized thing. Now, I mean, say let's say you ordered something from JioMart in your locality and you had a fantastic experience. Whereas my kirana store person, as we read in the FT report, was that, you know, some people are very well familiar with this kind of a system, whereas other people have been using paper ledgers. So they may not be comfortable using that handheld terminal for which, you know, they'll be relying on help. So it's going to be a little challenging initially, but I think if somebody, if a company like Zomato and if a company like Swiggy can do this, which is, you know, bring all these restaurants that you never heard of online and manage it, I think that it is possible for a company such as Jio as well.
Yeah, even right now, I mean, I had my first-hand experience with Swiggy ordering groceries via Swiggy today, and they're doing a really good job. I mean, they have the proper inventory management done. You get exactly what you want, and in less than 1 hour. So, I mean, JioMart would be ideal in a very different way, but yeah, they will have to compete with someone like, if, because even after lockdown, Zomato and Swiggy are not going to stop delivering groceries. They'll be like, no, I mean, this is probably better than restaurant delivery. So it'll be like a huge issue. I mean, because these guys are known and these guys are really popular brands. Plus, they have a very nice customer support system set up already. And if Jio, I mean, the thing with Jio would be either they have a really good support system for JioMart or they don't. I mean, there's not going to be any midway for that. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm guessing some of this they would be relying on the local store only, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
The store can handle customer support because store ka naam kharab hoega. If the order is bad, the store is going to be the one suffering, right?
So, yeah, but the thing is, if the store gets like 500 orders in a day because of JioMart, whereas otherwise they were doing like 100 or 50 orders a day, the store guy would be happy. But if those, out of those 500 guys, 250 guys come back to him and say, ki ye kuch missing tha, stuff like that, or this went bad, or this didn't happen properly, then it could be a headache, because he won't have enough resources to manage customer support from his end. I mean, that would be a weird situation.
Yeah, but it would completely be. Actually, you know, like, if some store grows like crazy, then it's a bigger problem for them than, you know, being online for the first time. So, you know, that's something to think about also. In this process, now, the only thing I felt was that order via WhatsApp is a bit misleading, in the sense that they just send you a link, right? I mean, you have to exit and you have to go to a website and then you have to order. Which is where I wanted to bring in the other thing, right? Which is WhatsApp has been, I guess, trying to enable payments in India for a really long time now. I think it's been about 2 years since we first saw it, that UPI payments thing which came in. Now, I think in this kind of a situation where they have a tie-up with a company like Jio, where they have a stake in a company like Jio, and we already know that Jio is a company that has shown rapid growth, has good ties with the current regime as well. So, you know, we do know that a lot of innovations that they want to do, they have been able to make sure that, you know, the government is in the loop and they understand what they're trying to do and they're able to get those permissions as well. So I think this will probably allow WhatsApp to get over those regulatory hurdles that were stopping them from launching WhatsApp Pay earlier. And we'd probably see payments also happening over WhatsApp. And eventually, I suppose, although Jio probably wouldn't like that, but eventually, I guess, they would enable some kind of ordering system within the app itself, you know, instead of like sending you to a website or whatever. So that's what I would like to see in the future. And that I'm only saying all of this like, as a speculation thing. I'm only guessing all of this would happen simply because now Jio and WhatsApp have that Facebook link in between. So I don't think anything else would allow a deeper integration that way, but I think Facebook would want to get that done here.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, Jio could have done it themselves. I mean, they have their own apps, they have their own payment, Jio Pay as well. But with WhatsApp, the reach WhatsApp has, plus if they're able to nail the whole ordering aspect of it, I think it could be trouble for Amazon and everyone else.
Yeah, that's what even I feel, that it's trouble for those guys. But you know what, I still think those hyperlocal delivery companies, you know, people like Swiggy and Zomato, these guys will initially at least have a bit of an advantage, because from what I understand, JioMart doesn't deliver yet.
They ask you to, I mean, you have to still pick it up. Yeah.
So I mean, I could see some kind of symbiotic relationship like this happening in the future, you know, where you order something on JioMart and that guy is like, main Zomato se delivery karvaunga. So you can pay Zomato for delivery.
Yeah, I mean, these guys could literally partner with stores or stuff. I mean, Swiggy already has that genie aspect, and then there are probably Zomato would come up with a similar competing product as well.
Yeah.
So these guys could directly integrate with, you know, tie up with the, either the store guy or directly with Reliance, and they say, okay, we'll do deliver as well.
Yeah, that's what. I would actually be really interested to see like how the future pans out. If you had asked me like, say, 3 months ago, are you interested in the future? I would have said probably no. Now I'm really interested because we are back to the Stone Age in some ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's actually, you know, the long-term play probably here is that bring WhatsApp Pay to India and give a service along with WhatsApp Pay where people would actually like to pay via WhatsApp. And that brings me to the larger picture here. I think that Facebook would be going for something like making WhatsApp the WeChat of India, like basically how WeChat is in China. WeChat is used for chatting, WeChat is used for all kinds of information, news and whatnot, and they also use it for payments. So, yeah, you know, the app that Paytm wanted to be, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So there's trouble for not just Amazon and Flipkart, there's trouble for Paytm and other payment apps as well. Because, you know, what Facebook, but what Facebook ideally wants is, you know, there was a time when, I mean, probably there is still a time when a lot of people still think that Facebook is the internet or Google is the internet. To eventually we'll come back to the point, come to a situation where WhatsApp would be like the internet for a lot of people, especially people who, you know, people in tier 2, tier 3 places where they just use a smartphone for everything. They don't even have a laptop or anything. So they'll be like, okay, I get my groceries on WhatsApp. I do my communication on WhatsApp, and I literally probably even get news on WhatsApp eventually somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
So that's probably how Facebook is looking at it. With payments, I think the circle, the whole circle will start to show up, and then the whole part that they're going to integrate messaging across all Facebook apps. So WhatsApp could be just one thing for JioMart. From where I see it, I think JioMart would be like present all across, from like Instagram to Messenger to WhatsApp, just about everywhere. And they'll make ordering so simple, and you know, like it'll maybe even surpass WeChat from China. So
yeah, I mean, basically, even if you have like a really basic phone, like a Jio phone or something, you still have WhatsApp, right? That's the only service that comes close to SMS in terms of how many people have it, actually. So I guess, you know, the reach is, like you said, pretty intense. And at the same time, we have to remember that over here we have two companies that have a proven track record in terms of reaching a large number of people. And actually, one of our colleagues, Yusuf, he's, you know, one of the video producers we have here, so he placed an order because he stays in one of those areas, the localities where JioMart is operational. So he placed an order from there, and the Kirana store was like 10 minutes away from his house, and literally the next day they put a barricade on the main road and said ki people can't exit from the society because of the lockdown. There was some some positive case was found or something like that happened in nearby. So that kind of a situation is also something that's going to be a barrier in the near future for JioMart, you know, because if you have to go and pick up the order, that kind of beats the purpose in my opinion.
Yeah, so lockdown or no lockdown, I mean, if you're literally like online, I mean, ordering online, you would imagine that the thing would get delivered to your place. And a lot of people may not be a fan of this idea. I mean, you know, people wouldn't have grocery stores like 2 minutes or 10 minutes away from, not all people are going to have grocery stores just nearby. And if I'm going to take a vehicle and go and pick up my groceries, I mean, from a lockdown perspective, it seems a bit sensible that, okay, you'll get your stuff, I mean, you with minimal contact and you can just go and grab it. But post lockdown, I don't think a lot of people would want something like, you know, where you have to go and pick it up. So maybe they'll come up with a solution. Maybe they'll have people, a lot of grocery stores already deliver, but I'm not sure if they'll be able to handle the volume. But yeah, people would ideally want, you know, their JioMart orders to be delivered to them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a single that's person who would say, nahi, main to pick up kar lunga. I don't want this delivery service.
I mean, the only reason you order online is like, wo ghar pe aa jayega and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And in this case, see, I mean, in this case, now the situation is slightly different because now you're ordering online because you're forced to, right? If you step out, there's a chance of, the risk of getting infected.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a different situation. But in general, like you said, if I'm ordering online, I want it to be delivered too. So that's something they will eventually have to fix. Now, as you correctly pointed out, if 500 people are ordering, I mean, if they get 500 orders and each order is like, you know, 2 weeks worth of stock because people are still hoarding. It's not like anyone is comfortable when their fridge is running empty anymore. So because people are hoarding, they get more orders. How are they going to manage delivery with their current resources? Now, they won't be able to. And for a lot of people, ordering online is also like a distant dream, but even if you convince those people to order online, they would not be comfortable getting the delivery. Like, for example, my neighbors, basically they are senior citizens, right? So they are not able to like go and buy the groceries properly. Like, you know, going to the store, picking it up and bringing all that stuff back home is not a possibility for them. So what they're doing is they've put a huge a cloth bag right outside their door, and every time they spot a vegetable vendor who's like passing by in our area, they just call that person and say, okay, I need this, the money's in the bag over there, so you can put it there. The vegetables, they don't leave that bag for a good 3-4 hours before they pick it up and then they take it home and wash it. So they are like extra careful. But once again, without that last mile delivery that this vegetable seller is providing, they would not be able to, you know, use a service like what we described just now.
Exactly. So I'm sure that's something which will probably work.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are in the same position, and eventually they'll probably figure out some way to address that problem also. Maybe it'll come through a tie-up with a company that's already into delivery.
But with someone like Reliance, you can, you know, I mean, these guys can scale things really quickly. But yeah, it's grocery delivery. I mean, it's online grocery, so it's, I mean, if people like Amazon and Flipkart are struggling, we can't really be sure about Reliance.
Yeah, we can't be sure with anyone right now. It's such a weird time to be living in now, where we are discussing things like, okay, rice and dal, how will it come to the house, where all these days I don't think I even thought about it. It was just like, order, forget.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I mean, the other day I was having a conversation with someone I know, and he was like, you'll be the most comfortable guy in the world right now because you've been working from home since forever. And I was like, no, this is not normal. This is not, I mean, working from home, you can getting stuff whenever you want, whatever you want is another thing. And being in a lockdown and, you know, sitting at 2 p.m. and wondering, okay, we're out of milk or we're out of stuff is completely different because the situation is just so weird right now. And plus then you get all that anxiety of getting stuff delivered, or is it safe to get stuff from this shop, or is it safe to get that kind of thing. So yeah, we're living in a very weird situation, and probably we'll need a little more innovation when it comes to grocery delivery.
True that. I mean, give me like, you know, some kind of a device where I can just say ki achha, all the stuff that I ordered, mere ghar pe mat aana, just put it inside that device, it will automatically sanitize everything and then I can pick it up. Things like
yeah,
that.
I think we can have one of those Amazon locker boxes outside every house. It'll automatically sanitize your grocery and then just safe to go.
Yeah, true that, Harpreet. But you know what? You've spoken like a person who does not live in Bombay, because over here, Amazon locker box is probably somebody's house. It is. Oh. I'm not even kidding, man. Like, you know, actually working from home from a house in Bombay has its own challenges. Like, my house is really tiny, like everyone else is in Bombay. Like every time I think about, you know, the time that I used to live in Delhi, I'm like, I had a huge house, which was, I think, some 1200 square feet or something. And the rent for that was something like 15,000 rupees. How is that possible? Like, in Bombay, that kind of a house means 50,000 rupees minimum flat. Like, there's no way you're getting anything under that. So it's just crazy when I think about all these things. And like, you know, for, you know, a situation like this, when you're just thinking, okay, when will this lockdown end? You're thinking, "Arey, I've been trapped inside this 400 square foot home of mine for a month now. The only place I've gone outside for, like, you know, down to the society gates to pick up basic deliveries that are coming in. That's it." So it really is not normal, like you said. And, you know, earlier you didn't have to worry about these things at all. Even like at 7 p.m., I get these mini panic attacks thinking, "Oh shit, my grocery delivery is not here. What is happening right now? Am I going to have enough things?" And then like when we ordered things also over there, one of the things that we observed was we've reached a stage where our grocery delivery person is like, we've told them we are ordering this, like for example, for veggies and fruits. Now they're like, "We can't guarantee that you'll get any fruit that you want. So we just have a fruit box and a veggie box. So this is like, just order this. It's about like 7-8 kg of fruits and 10-12 kg of veggies. We'll give you most essential items, but specific veggies, specific quantities, we can't guarantee right now." So ordered all of that, and like, we got so much stuff, and our fridge is finally fully stocked. But then, you know what? They also gave us 200 grams of chilies, and I have not eaten a chili since 2018. Like, I just don't like chilies. I don't put them in the food. I don't like spicy food. So it's just so weird to see, like, "Arey, mere fridge mein 200 gram mirchi, ye kaise ho gaya?" So yeah, anyway, so I think we've ventured far off topic, so let's also maybe, you know, give some behind the scenes content to our listeners, since usually we are like so focused only on technology and not about anything else. So yeah, what do you want to call this episode to make sure that those who are listening, you know, will also click on this and give our podcast more views?
I don't know. I think
is JioMart the WeChat of
next
India?
Yeah, is WhatsApp the next WeChat, or is your next grocery order coming from JioMart or probably Zomato?
Yeah.
And to those who are listening, I'd probably say, if you're listening to this on the website or anywhere, and whatever headline that we eventually decide, do comment on it and let us know if you had better ideas.
Yeah, and if you want to, like, don't put your comment out in public, you can always email us personally. podcast@gadgets360.com is a good way to reach us. And I mean, just don't be like unkind to us, because like you, we are also struggling here. And the only reason we are even like talking about all these random things right now is that the lockdown has completely driven us crazy, I think. And, you know, I don't know, like, everyone started out by saying that, "Arey, let's learn yoga, let's learn coding, let's learn calligraphy and whatnot." And 1 month later, I'm like, "Arey, bhai, please finish this. I can't stop working right now." So I don't know where all those people disappeared. I think those are all influencers, you know, who were just like struggling for content in the initial days. And now even those people have stopped posting. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope this lockdown lifts soon and we all make it, man. Harpreet, I really can't take it for much longer.
I really want to get out, probably, you know, to the local park and maybe go out for a walk or something.
Yeah, you know, it's the worst thing is that it's happened during the summer. That's the one thing I regret the most. I'm not saying that, you know, the world should have a pandemic and all of that. No, it should not. But if this misfortune had to befall us or whatever, then, yeah, October, November mein ho jata kitna acha hota, because you don't want to leave the house anyway. So,
yeah, exactly. It's winter months. I mean, and they're saying it may return as a seasonal flu, but yeah, that could make things worse.
Yeah, exactly. Right now though, I just want this, somebody please discover a cure or a vaccine. We really can't wait at this point, I think. But honestly, I don't think before July we are getting out of the house in Bombay, at least. We are still in the red zone here. Unfortunately, Maharashtra is the place where there's most number of COVID cases And I think Bombay is the city with the most number of cases right now, specifically in India. So, yeah, very sad.
Well, let's hope one day we're able to order a vaccine directly, probably online.
From JioMart. Okay, if that happens, if they start vaccine deliveries and if they tell you how to inject it and all that, you know, all the safety measures are there, then I will sign up for WhatsApp. I'm putting it out there right now. That is what will make me go back to WhatsApp. So yeah, Mr. Ambani, Mr. Zuckerberg, if you're listening, make that happen.
They'll probably rope in a health guy who will deliver the vaccine and inject it and just take the cash and go.
Yeah, truth. I'll pay online on WhatsApp. Don't worry. And I'm ready to pay like a 10,000 rupee surcharge for delivery also. Just give me the vaccine. Anyway, so yeah, I think Arpit, we've been ranting long enough. Good. At this point, either people have disconnected or they're just throwing shoes at their speakers or earphones. Alright, so with that, we'll end this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, stay home, stay safe, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at Gadgets360. Harpreet is the one who manages the community for Gadgets360, so he's been doing some fantastic stuff along with our colleague Srishti. These two are the social media team. So they've been doing some really good stuff on Twitter, posting some awesome memes and also stuff like guess this smartphone but wrong answers only, and some of you have been giving us some fantastic answers. So please follow us on social media. Has become very, very interesting in these days. Lockdown has brought out the best of our social team, and definitely go to our YouTube channel as well, watch some videos, because I may or may not be employed because you watch our videos eventually. So yeah, just a small disclaimer there about that. And as I said before, podcast at gadgets360.com is where you can email us. And just do us one favor, if you like this episode or if you like the podcast in general, please subscribe to it, rate it, review it. Even if you didn't like this episode, do let us know via email. We'll definitely try and improve on our content as always. Okay, so thank you so much for listening, and as I said before, we'll be back once again next week.